Hey, everybody, it's Friday night. We're back here for another episode of Total Legion Radio. And of course, you can see I have another guest along by my side, which we're going to introduce in a few seconds. But first, I just want to tell everybody tonight's show and all the shows are brought to you by our good friends at Next Home Brandywine in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Our good friend, Mr. Dan Peasy, and his team of professional realtors, they provide you with guidance, knowledge, and information for all buyers and sellers. Go to nexthomebrandywine.com. for all the details or to contact an agent. They service Philadelphia and all the surrounding counties, but nationwide referrals are available. So be sure to ask for the NH5 listing special. You can go, like I said, nexthomebrandywine.com, or you can call them directly at 484-364-4862. That's 484-364-4862. And don't forget to mention that Totally Driven Radio sent you. And here she is, my guest tonight. The one and only Noelle Ransom from the Go Run Foundation. Noelle, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. How are you?
Good. I am doing great. Not as good as you, because you have this whole big thing you're involved with. It's called the Go Run Foundation. You guys have your virtual run that's starting next week, which everybody's doing virtual now. So I really want to talk about the virtual run.
Oh, yeah.
But the Go Run Foundation. So are you the true person behind it?
Yes, I am. I am the owner of Go Run Foundation, and it was started back in 2016. It was not originally supposed to be virtual, though. We do host multiple in-person events like half marathons, a 5K, which is a 3-miler, and we sometimes do 10K, which is a 6.2-mile.
Wow.
However, with everything going on with the COVID-19 pandemic, we had to be creative and switch our next run to virtual. So that's why we're talking about virtual runs now. Yeah.
So the virtual run, how is that actually going to work? Like, yeah. Is it kind of like on the honor system where people will run and say they did it?
You know, that's a part of it. So we encourage folks to use like a Nike Run app or like a GPS related walk or run application, maybe Fitbit or an Apple Watch. Most people sort of have that now, but if you don't, then it's sort of on the honor system, and you choose your location, and you also choose the distance. So we offer, for this particular virtual run, we're offering the distance, three separate types of distances, a 5K, which is 3 miles, a 10K, which is 6, and then a 15K, which is almost 10 miles. So wow. You can choose one of those distances and you choose your location. So if you're a runner or a walker and you usually like to walk around the neighborhood or your gym or local track, you can still use those avenues to participate for the virtual run, as long as you do that within the time frame that the run is open, which is September 1st through October 19th. And then we ask that you just upload your results to our website, and we have different challenges that you can participate in.
Oh, cool.
Be competitive and things like that. Yeah.
Nice. So going back to the actual foundation, the Go Run Foundation, what inspired you to start this?
So I was not a runner myself. I was not even a walker. Okay. I was really trying to exercise and lose weight and be healthy and all that kind of stuff. And I got bored at the gym, and I was a little intimidated to do the weights with all the big buff folks over there in that little area. So I was like, let me get out here and just try to run around the track. Then it started to be like, well, let's try to, you know, log in or try to run one of these fun runs, or like the color run or some of those little things like that, to try to really get entertained while I was trying to work out too, so I could involve some fun into that scenario. I started getting addicted to it, to be honest with you, and I started walking, and then I started gradually walking and adding some running into it. Now I can do a run for 3 miles.
Nice.
I participated in some half marathons and things like that, but never from start to finish running. You know, I can't do the whole full run, right? But at least I participate and at least I finish. But
absolutely.
There's so many people like me out there that are intimidated just to do 1 mile. Mm-hmm. So I thought, gosh, I could start something similar to this and make sure that I'm always running for a cause or raising money for charitable organizations. And I thought this will be a great way to not only work out, have some fun, add it to your workout routine, but then you're also contributing money to a local charity. And what we right. like to do, for me, I'm philanthropic by nature, but I like to be able to see where my money goes. And mm-hmm. sometimes people feel like when you're donating to larger charities, you know, you don't really kind of know where it goes. And so
right.
we started to pick local pet rescue centers or the local nice. Arthritis Foundation or folks that we knew that were suffering from like mild to cystic fibrosis, those kinds of things.
Okay.
Very local. People even know, you know, who these people are, and they have benefited in some way from the charitable organization. We started choosing those particular areas within the local cities that we're having these events at. And okay. It really helps resonate with the people who are participating because they've either been to that organization or they've donated or they know people who work there or they volunteer their hours there. So they can see where their money is actually going. So that's nice. One of the differences between our organization and maybe a national one where we're just choosing like a larger charity. Yeah.
Was there any specific charity like that really like pushed you to like say, all right, let's do this?
Yeah, so I am an animal lover. So it was mostly pet rescue. I cannot sit and look at those videos where they show the pets that are like, you know,
like they're posing with sad faces.
Yes, I want to give all my money away. I'm like, here, take it all. I want to get all the animals and just bring them to my house, right? So I thought, you know, pet charities, the shelters and the Humane Society, those particular areas, we started there first. And then we started to get other charitable organizations inquiring about our events and wanting to get exposure for their events in the local cities as well. So we also have partnerships with the Arthritis Foundation, Cystic Fibrosis, the Homeless Foundations in the different areas, Diabetes Societies, those types of organizations as well. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Thank you.
So how many events have you guys done so far?
So we started in 2016. We started off very slow, I think, but overall we've done maybe about 40 or 50 different events in the southeastern United States right now. We have like maybe a 4 or 5 person shop, so we've got to make sure that we contract out for the rest of our services. So in each city where we go, we make sure that we have a good enough staff for us to have a quality event. So right now we're focusing on the southeastern United States for some of those in-person events. Now, the virtual run is open to anybody in the United States because, again, you can choose your location. So that's one of the benefits.
Being the fact that, I mean, let's face it, with everything that's going on right now with this whole COVID thing, and so many things are becoming virtual now.
Right.
I almost think, like, this could possibly be, like, you could do multiple different events at the same time to benefit multiple different charities.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we're going to start doing because I don't think that virtual runs are going to go away anytime soon.
Right.
They might even be added once we start meeting in person again. It might still be something that folks can do to reach others in different areas. And like you said, do it all at the same time, but have different events focused on different charitable organizations and different causes. So one of the things that we wanted to do is really focus our first virtual run nationwide on something that, you know, we really believe in and something that we can stand behind. We choose our charitable organizations based on our missions, beliefs, and values as well.
Sure.
So it's very important for us to make sure that our partnerships are in line with what our missions are. Yeah.
Now, going back to doing the actual events, like when you were doing the actual live events, I've done live events myself, and I've been, you become like a chaotic, nervous wreck.
Yes,
how were you? How were you when you were doing like your first event? So, like, especially like, you guys are based out of Atlanta. Were they in Atlanta, or it sounds like you guys, you know, like you said, you do a little in the southeastern part of the country.
Yeah, we have done Atlanta, Columbus, Savannah, and then outside of Georgia, Birmingham, New Orleans, Shreveport.
Wow.
Tennessee, like Nashville area.
That's where I'm at.
Mississippi, North and South Carolina. Yeah. And I think the DC was our last stop before COVID.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of shut it down for the in-person events. Yeah.
Wow.
Very, very, like a lot of anxiety and very nervous. Each one of our events though have gone off just excellent, you know, without a hitch, but there's just a lot of components that you got to put together. And for the in-person events, there's a lot of permitting and licensing, right, a lot of different rules that you have to abide by. One of our events is called a margarita run. And so we actually offer margaritas at the end of the race. And we partner with a tequila company to offer those free to our participants. So there's an extra added layer of governance there that's involved when you're trying to give away alcohol. So, you know,
you're inspiring me to run.
And that's why we chose it. That's why we chose margaritas. You know, why you can't beat a margarita, right?
So. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. So now the virtual run that starts September 1st, what is the charity that this one's benefiting?
So this one is benefiting Color Change. It's a little, you know, sensitive topic because we're talking about social injustice with the uncertain times that we're in right now. We thought it would be really appropriate and timely to align with a company or an organization that is not necessarily just targeting one specific piece of social injustice, but really just equality for all, not just African Americans, but for anyone who has experienced any type of social injustice. And this is what the Color of Change organization does. Our charity is called Color of Change. They're the nation's largest online social justice platform. And so one of the things that we liked about the Color of Change when we did our research is that, number one, it's for everyone. You know, we're talking about just equality for all. And we're talking about injustices that span across number of areas, you know, just voter suppression, you know, police brutality, education, being able to access education, being able to access, you know, housing, those types of things that we want to focus on. And we want to focus on this, not just in this time, but also just continue to create the awareness, even after, you know, this movement and after everything that's happened. We just think it's just very important for us to do something like that. And you, whenever someone is participating in this particular race, their funds are going directly towards the Color of Change. The net proceeds go directly there. It's something that we thought we wanted to be able to do. And also we wanted to impact change. So the one thing that I like about the Color of Change is that when you are contributing to their organization, they send you emails back and say, hey, you contributed to this particular campaign, and here's the result of what happened. You helped do X, Y, and Z. So it's very action-oriented, which is what I really
love. Nice.
I love to be able to say, wow, I contributed to this organization, to this cause, and they came back and told me, here's the result of our contribution. So that's one of the reasons why we chose that particular platform.
You know, I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way I do. And you kind of mentioned it too, like with you know, a lot of these charities, you know, especially the bigger ones, you don't know where your money's going. And it kind of shies people away from, you know, donating and being more charitable. So the fact that they do that speaks volumes.
Yeah. I was very impressed. I learned about the Color Change and I started contributing as an individual long before, you know, we started doing this virtual run, and I started getting the emails back like, wow, I actually do remember contributing to this campaign. And they close it out and they say, this one's done. You know, we check this off the box. Let's move on to the next campaign. And you follow them and you start to be able to see the results slowly but surely, but at least you see something happening, which I thought was really important.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, do you come across charities who try to get you guys involved and you do your research and you're like,
Yeah. Many, many times, you know, we like to do research to understand how they are spending their money, what their money is going towards, what percentage is actually going toward the cause versus expenses and salaries and overhead. We want to be able to contribute 90% of our proceeds to the Color of Change. And the great thing about this virtual run is that it removes a lot of the permitting fees, licensing fees, event and facility rental fees and things like that. We never really have to deal with that with a virtual run. It's all online. It's all digital. We do provide t-shirts, medals, fun prizes for those who win the challenges. Now, that is the only real expense other than marketing, you know, things like that.
Right.
That's a very small part of the larger, you know, financial bucket that we're looking at. And so that way we're able to contribute the majority of our funds directly back to those charitable organizations. So I think the virtual run right now is really going to be key for any of our other charitable partners that we choose to align with in the future.
Yeah, that's amazing because I used to be involved in professional wrestling, and we used to do like lots of benefits, and a lot of the promoters who I would wrestle for, you would always hear that the line would always be part of the proceeds go to said charity, and you knew like they weren't even getting 50% of the shit. Exactly. So to say you're be able to do 90% is mind blowing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We calculated everything before we partnered with them and gave them the event. So yeah, it's really exciting. And I'm really excited about this event. This is our first event where we've had a social justice partner, charitable organization. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, who gets on board and how many folks are going to join us. I know that there's a lot of push towards, you know, all of the different social injustice platforms, you know, but we want to be able to do something. And I'll say it like this, other than protesting, because I know there's a lot of folks that just can't go protest. You know, they want to do something, but protesting is probably not the right thing, you know, for everybody. And I know for me, I can't get out there and spend all my day doing that. And I applaud those who are able to make those sacrifices. But for those who can't do that, there's still something else that you can do. So I was one of those people that sat back and was like, gosh, you know, I really admire that, you know, they're going out there and they're making sure that their voice is heard. How can I make mine heard without going out there and doing that same thing? Is there something else that we also can do to impact change? That's one of the reasons why I started this particular virtual run and aligned with the Color of Change, because although I'm not out there protesting, I can definitely raise as much money as I can towards that cause. And then that's my part of my contribution. So,
yeah, you're doing wonders. You really are.
Thank you.
And with the thing that scares me too, like the protesting, is you never know when it's going to turn violent. Mm-hmm. So this is a great way to not only raise money for a great cause, but to be safe too, where everybody stays safe. Yeah. So where should we send everybody to, first off, find out more about the Go Run Foundation?
Absolutely. So you can go to our website where we have a link to our race sign up page, and our website is gorunfoundation.org. It's G-O-R-U-N, all one word, gorunfoundation.org.
Nice. And you guys also have a Facebook page. I know that.
Yes.
Any other social media? Or?
Yep. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's nice. All still Go Run Foundation. If you look up hashtag Go Run Foundation, or if you pull us up on Instagram, Go Run Foundation as well.
Awesome. And how about A Color of Change, the charity for the virtual race?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Colorofchange.org. That's where you go to learn more information about their campaigns and about their organization nationwide. Colorofchange.org.
Awesome. Noelle, this has been great finally catching up with you. Tremendous luck. I wish you, the organization, not only just for the virtual race, but in the future. Keep in touch. Let's do this again. I'd like to help promote, you know, whatever you're doing. I love what you're doing. And I'm behind you. I truly am.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.